Books on Tape presents A Job to Kill For by Janice Kaplan. Read by Susan Deniker. Chapter 1. If I'd known Cassie Crawford would die, I might not have joked about wanting to kill her. I'd been at her brand new $3 million penthouse overlooking Los Angeles for almost an hour this morning, making sure all the details were perfect. Fresh calla lilies in the Steuben vase, stainless steel Italian cappuccino machine properly filled with organic shade-grown Sumatran ground beans, electronic shades opened at the right angle to let in the light but not the UV rays. At 12:17, Cassie strode in, wearing a sheer white blouse, white jeans, and strappy gold high-heeled sandals, looking even blonder and slimmer than the last time I'd seen her. Our appointment stood at noon, but given the commission she was paying, 17 minutes late counted as on-time performance. "Is everything done?" Cassie asked anxiously. Apparently we weren't going to bother with, "Hello, how are you?" or even, "Nice to see you again." Cassie took off her Chanel sunglasses but didn't even glance up at the handmade Swarovski crystal chandelier that sparkled overhead, sending gleams of sunlight flickering across the foyer. "Done," I replied simply. "Thank God," Cassie said. She made a quick movement of hand against chest, and I thought at first she was crossing herself. But instead she religiously adjusted the 7-carat diamond pendant hanging just above her cleavage. As she patted it into place, the necklace clinked against her wedding band, so heavy with sapphires and diamonds.